This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to this Chris Richard audio that we recorded yesterday, KT has an update on some happenings with the Texas Rangers.
Because we are the home of the Rangers as well as the Cowboys, and this breaking news brought to you by the Radio.com app and Indeed.com. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. John Blake of Rangers PR tweets that Jose Trevino is coming up, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa is coming up, and Scott Heinemann is coming up. Heinemann has been playing some first base. He will be your starting center fielder tonight for the Rangers. Good right-handed hitter. Going down is Drubal Cabrera, Tim Fedorowicz, and then Phillips Valdez.
I think what's interesting about that is Guzy just gets leapfrogged.
Yeah.
You know, it's just been really tough for him, and obviously he just got sent down, but he hadn't been doing well since he went down either, so tough year for Guzy.
They weren't even letting him play because Heinemann was playing at first base so much in AAA. Guzy just went down and sat for a week.
Yeah, I saw that.
Go down to Nashville and watch another guy play.
Heinemann in center field tonight. That's interesting to watch. Interesting thing to watch back in Rangers land.
All right, let's get to this Chris Richard audio, shall we? And the video component of this will be up on the Ben and Skin YouTube page, 1053thefan.com, and 1053 Twitter account at 1053thefan will tweet it out. But two nights ago, we went to dinner in Ventura and then went to this beach house. It was right on the beach in Ventura, and a buddy of mine is buddies with a guy that played college football at USC. He was a wide receiver there in the early 2000s when USC was really getting their program turned around. And if Cowboy fans will remember, that's when Carson Palmer won a Heisman there, and his backup quarterback was Matt Cassel, who later, of course, played for the Cowboys. Troy Polamalu was on that team. That was a real, you know, sort of infamous squad. And we're in this beach house, and we go back to the kids' room. So this is, keep in mind, this is the son of this former USC wide receiver. It's his room. And in this room, he's got posters up, including a poster of the 2001 USC football team. And the poster is Coliseum of the Gladiators. Ben, how would you describe the imagery on this poster?
Well, the imagery is, it's kind of like a fireman calendar. I mean, it's something that the ladies would like and some men would like. It's what is it called? Gladiators?
Coliseum of the Gladiators.
Gladiators of the Coliseum.
Oh, Gladiators of the Coliseum. Sorry. The guys are all lubed up and lathered up and oiled up. They're just, you know, and they're all flexing and bulging and they're ready, you know.
They're ready.
They look ready.
They're only wearing USC athletic shorts and then they're all shirtless and just flexing so hard.
Yeah, it's like, it's one of those things where it's a pretty cool thing that this guy is in this poster, right?
Yeah.
But there are famous people in the poster as well. Like, absolutely. Not everybody on the team was a big superstar and went on to play at the next level. There are some guys that did and whatnot. But just in general, it reminds you of, I don't know, like sports propaganda. And if you love that team, you're probably real into it.
Right.
Like, dude, we got a bunch of badasses on this. Look at that, dude.
Yeah.
Our guys are ripped.
And then keep in mind, we're not really fully ensconced in the digital age yet, where the internet and the way the internet reacts to things is so pervasive. So these 20-year-old men are not thinking ahead of how it's going to be perceived. Essentially homoerotic material.
Yeah, but MySpace was the thing back then when this was happening.
Right.
But also, this is a team activity.
Yes.
And I think they've done it in other years too. And if you're going to protest it, then you're going to go against the team.
Right.
It's like, hey, this is a team thing. No,
right.
Maybe not everybody of the 85 Bears wanted to be in the Super Bowl shuffle wrap.
Great point.
But you got in the Super Bowl shuffle wrap because you wanted
to
support your teammates.
Right. Bears,
all right, man, I'll rap. I don't really rap. I'll do it, you know.
Right. So when you look at this poster and our buddy is going, hey, look, there's Carson Palmer and there's Matt Cassel. Look, there's Polamalu. His hair is not fully grown out yet. So we're looking at the poster. I'm going, oh, my God, that's crazy. And then we start having another conversation. And then KT wanders up to the poster and he starts reading at the bottom, just like the old Dallas Cowboy posters. They list everybody row by row. And then KT, we've talked about this before, KT is narcoleptic. And one of the things that happens when you have narcolepsy is you have, would they be considered mini strokes?
We call it mini strokes, yeah. Or a cataplectic event.
Cataplectic event. And it happens when something, it's triggered by something incredible. Like, I've seen KT drain a 50-foot birdie putt and then have one. And it's like where you're just sort of locked up for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Or you execute a great joke, but even before you get the punchline out, it just kind of locks you up for a few seconds.
You can't really, you can't control your body. You're aware, your awareness is there, but you can't really control your body.
So you have one of these events, and then it's like, what? What's happening? What's happening? And what is it that you see on the poster?
Really greased up and looking at the camera while flexing, Cowboys assistant defensive coordinator Chris Richard.
He is on that team. And we are like, oh, my God, we got to take a picture of this and we got to go show it to him on the field. Like, there's no way he's even thought about this since 2001, right?
He's really into it, too.
They're all into it, man. And he's there's only one player in between him and Polamalu.
Yeah, it's the guy in the middle between him and Troy Polamalu. And to Richard's other side, two bodies away, is Matt Cassel,
yes,
former Cowboys quarterback.
And it's so funny because the quarterbacks are jacked up. But, like, if you look at Carson Palmer, he is grinding his teeth so hard. They're all trying to look as tough as they can possibly look. So anyways, KT focused in on the picture of Richard, and we go out on the field yesterday and we walk up to him, and Ben is filming this on his phone. And as it turns out, Chris Richard may have seen or heard about this sometime between now and 2001. Let's take a listen to this.
Okay, we're here with the great Chris Richard, and Coach, we met you last year.
It better not be the Gladiators of the Coliseum.
What is that?
It better not be the Gladiators of the Coliseum.
To explain what that is.
It better not be the Gladiators of the Coliseum.
I have a question. Do you remember your old teammate Ryan Kaiser, wide receiver?
I do remember Ryan Kaiser. Ryan Kaiser was awesome. He used to wear the yellow shorts when everybody else was wearing red shorts.
Okay.
Right?
He actually lives on a beach in Ventura. He's like an incredible surfer. And he married a lady whose older brother is one of the greatest surfers of all time. And our buddy was staying at his place last night, invited us over for dinner. So we went over and we're over there and we're looking in the son's room. There's a poster. And I'll be damned if KT didn't notice something.
Is that the Gladiators of the Coliseum?
I didn't even notice it at first.
Do people do that to you a lot? Do they ask you about this a lot?
No.
How did you know?
It just came up all of a sudden.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, it did. It did. And I knew at some point in time it was going to come up. Obviously, again, Antoine Woods, right, Trojan alum.
Yeah.
So he's walking around campus one day, and he just so happens to run into this old poster. You know, so he takes a picture of it, and he's like,
we were like,
hey, I know that guy.
We were looking at it, and it's funny because Carson Palmer's trying to get the meanest look on it. He's like, there's no way he's that mean of a guy.
No way.
And then Troy's in the middle, and Troy's hair is kind of big, but it's not crazy
yet. Not crazy yet.
And then, yeah, that's the best picture right there, the three of you guys.
Yeah.
So what is going through your mind as you're taking that picture?
Yeah, that's a long time ago. I got to change my diet. I got to change my diet. Yeah, that's a long time ago. Great memories, though, man. Yeah. I just kind of had a feeling, man. I just knew, right?
Really?
I just knew. God. Sixth sense, man. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Like, something just spoke to me. I was like, here it comes.
That was 18 years ago.
What are the chances? I mean, it is, it's incredible. This picture has been buried, and it's just been in the closet, and he knew at some point it was going to rear its ugly head, or he hoped it wouldn't. And then suddenly, within, I don't know, months of each other, Antoine Wood sees it at USC and brings it up. And then we run into it at this beach house. How crazy is that? The chances of it are so small.
And not only that, Ben, so we had taken the up-close pictures, but we were looking for the Carson Palmer part of it. And we had not taken a picture of any of that. So, it's Google age. You can go find anything. We could not find this poster on the internet. So think about that. We can't even dig it up. I mean, in the day
I
and age...
30 minutes looking for it this morning.
30 minutes looking for this poster, and we could not find it anywhere on the internet. And we walk up, and he knows instantly what we want to talk to him about. Because, dude, think about this. We were at... we had a great interview with Chris Richard last year, and he didn't think we were suddenly going to bring it up. That is so freaking insane. He knew immediately.
And again,
we didn't tell anybody about this.
Yeah. These guys are greased up. I mean, they are really lubed up here.
Sir.
I mean, greased up.
Yeah.
Sir.
I mean, oiled up.
Yeah, I think that's a little
term.
Better.
Like, and a lot of these guys are, I mean, obviously they're playing college football, Division I college football, in pretty good shape, you know?
They're
there are
all
some
ripped.
Guys there, though. It's real funny when you look at the whole photo. There are a couple guys who you can look at their face and go, this is not going to age well. and there are a couple guys with huge necks, but it is great that Chris Richard is kind of front and center.
Yeah.
Kind of front and center. He's as close to front and center as you can be.
You know what it made me think, too, though? He's into it. And think about the kind of leader and motivator that he's been portrayed as. Can't you see a guy who's later going to be, he's in his late 30s. He's not even 40 yet, right? I'm trying to do the math on this.
I think he's close to 40, right? Yeah. That'd be 18 years ago. So
right.
He's 39. He'll be 40 in October.
Yeah. And think about what he's already done from a leadership standpoint. Does it surprise you that he's in the middle of this thing with Troy Polamalu flexing? No. He was probably a leader back then.
I mean, he's an NFL player. You know, he made it, too. I mean, there's a lot of the guys on there. The household names that I could find, and there's surely was more, was Carson Palmer, and Matt Castle.
Did you remember him being on that team, though?
Not at all.
Yeah, I don't.
That team actually looked it up. I looked it. They went 6-6.
Did they really?
So 2000 was the Vince Young, Matt Leinart year, right?
No. That was after that.
That was like 2000.
Yeah, Vince Young and Leinart were after
that.
High
school. Yeah. 4x5. Wow.
But Carson Palmer did win a Heisman that year. I think that's the year he won a Heisman.
I'm looking it up, so, but that's, either way, we stumbled on that, and we're like, holy cow, we got to find him. He knew, though, that was the craziest thing. Like, it reminded me of how new Rangers manager Chris Woodward has been asked about being in an episode of Degrassi with Drake by everyone, and when he got hired, I remember looking it up. I was at a bar that night, the night the Rangers, and that was like a Friday night, and I was like, oh, I looked it up, and there's a little part of his Wikipedia there that he was in Degrassi. So the Drake thing, great. I felt like I was the only one who knew it. It wasn't. Then people started asking him.
That's the thing, too, now, if you think about how hyper-aware people are of stuff. It's because of, the internet hits, and then everything you've ever done that's embarrassing is posted, and everyone's experienced it. So now people on the come-up are more hyper-aware of things that could embarrass you later. Whereas back then, you wouldn't have even thought twice about this, dude. You would have just said, badass, man. We're jacked. Let's go.
Would you like a nip of breaking Rangers news?
I don't want it called a nip.
What?
Just a bit.
Is it cold news?
No, just a bit. I'm going to take a quick nip of that. A sip of something.
Nip it in the bud.
According to multiple sources, the Rangers are planning on calling up Emmanuel Clase, a pitcher.
Who started his career in Class A. I believe.
I love you, Doc.
Minor League Sports Joke.
Yes.
Sports jokes.
Dads are here.
The Rangers will have to option someone, probably an outfielder. Now, this is if his flight arrives on time. They will make the move officially for Class A. Willie Calhoun, Delino DeShields are possibility.
Oh.
Jeff Wilson with the tweet, could be Mazzara's turn.
Oh no. Boy,
he's not in the lineup tonight.
Talk about the guillotine dropping. Lord have mercy. You know what? We've passed the trade deadline. We're not winning games. If you don't perform, your ass getting sent down until September.
It's time to get a look at some other guys, too.
Get your act together.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.